Here are some of the concerns elections officials have across the country: fraud, long lines, and too few ballots. It is especially worrisome in states where the election is close. From member station KWMU in St. Louis, Adam Allington reports on the preparations in Missouri.
Betty Williams is the registration supervisor for St. Louis City. She's part of a team that inspects, stamps, scans, and enters some of Missouri's 325,000 new registrations into a statewide voter database.
On the close of registration alone, the different organizations dropped off 6,000 registrations. That was just the close of registration.
By most accounts, organizations such as ACORN and Missouri ProVote have added as many as 50,000 voters to the rolls. But as we've seen across the country, steep jumps in registration also breed controversy. Scott Leindecker is the Republican Director of Elections in St. Louis. Sitting on his desk is a packet of 100 registration cards sent in from the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America nearly 1 week after the October 8th registration deadline.
You know, they dropped these registration cards, and as we were kind of just thumbing through them, you see, you know, the date of 8/23, you know, 9/21, 8/23, 8/23. I don't know if they had these in their couch cushion or what, but now there's 100 folks that, you know, are assuming that they're going to be able to go to the polls on Election Day and vote without a problem. Well, you know, they've got a problem.
And those 100 voters aren't the only ones with a problem. Missouri Republicans have a fundamental problem with groups like ACORN, which they claim are committing registration fraud to aid Democrats. But Missouri Secretary of State Robin Carnahan says no matter what Republicans say, instances of actual in-person voter fraud are virtually nil.
I think we've got the cleanest, best voter list we've ever had in the history of our state.
Carnahan points out that a new federally mandated registration database, in use since 2006, makes scrubbing the rolls easier than ever.
In 2004 and all those prior elections, it was county by county sort of kept their own voter rolls. And sometimes, you know, if you moved from St. Louis County to St. Charles County, you might be on both of those lists. That doesn't happen anymore because we now have a statewide list that we can get rid of duplicates.
With a predicted 85% turnout, Carnahan says her worry is making sure everyone who goes to vote gets to vote. First, there's the matter of training thousands of poll workers to operate the state's new electronic voting equipment.
Everyone go ahead and look at your screen. You're seeing it's in election mode at the top of the screen. On November 4th, it's going to say general election, City of St. Louis, November 4th.
Paul Schmidt is training a group of computer science students to serve as tech assistants on Missouri's new touchscreen voting machines.
It's been a little over 2 years that we've been using the machines, and we've had nothing but success. The only caveat to that is this particular election coming up in November, we estimate that there will be many, many voters that haven't voted in at least the last 4 years and possibly more.
Another concern is over potential confusion over ID requirements. Shortly before the 06 congressional elections, the state legislature passed a bill requiring voters to show photo ID at polling places. That measure was later overturned by the state Supreme Court, but confusion remained. Matthew Potter, deputy director of the St. Louis Board of Elections, says in lieu of a photo ID, a pay stub, a bank statement, or utility bill will all suffice.
We're doing everything we can to let people know they don't need a photo ID. It's on the internet, on our website. It's going to be on every voter notification card. During our judge trainings, we have our judges recite after the trainer 2 times, no photo ID is required.
Finally, once the voter gets into the booth, there's the ballot, and it's a long ballot. 30 to 40 local choices, 5 statewide measures to consider, plus the congressional and presidential candidates. And unlike previous years, there's no longer an option of pulling a single lever for a straight party vote. Precincts are encouraging people to vote during off hours to control lines. And with Missouri entering the final week of the campaign as a hotly contested swing state, elections officials are hoping that it's the candidates, not the process, that make the headlines. For NPR News, I'm Adam Allington in St. Louis.